Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Williams.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Sorry to bug you.
Are
Courtney.
you okay? I was just coming out the shower.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I got the attorney's information. I wanted to send it over to you for your claim, but I have your the one for your mom pulled up right now. And
Okay.
I'm gonna go, hold on one second. I'm gonna go ahead and submit that one as well. I just had to get a couple things from you before I sent it over.
Wow.
Hold on one second. Let me pull it up. Not this one. Really quick. How are you doing today?
I'm a little better today. I'm okay. How are you today?
I'm
Okay.
good. Thank you for asking. Okay. Okay, it's not this one. Hold on. I had her file. I left it open so I could. Not Sarah Hale. Okay. I really hope I didn't close it out. I hope it didn't close out. Hold on one second. Okay. Okay, actually, it's gonna make us.
Do it over, start it over,
No,
something.
it's not. It's not really started over because I have it already. But I just am gonna make me re-put her this information in right here. Okay, so really quick. I know you said your mom. It's Pamela, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's Pamela, correct?
Pamela, yes.
Okay. And she passed away, I know. I'm so sorry to hear that, in 2022. Do you know her date of death?
June 27th.
June 27th, 2022. And then what's her date of birth?
March 15th, 1964.
1964. And okay. And then did you know the doctor that, do you know her diagnosing doctor? Did
We
she?
were to the same doctor, Dr. Stephen, the same doctor, Stephen
Everything's the
Davidson.
okay, Davidson. Okay, I wasn't sure because I didn't want to put that information in if it was wrong. So hold on one second. So let me just do this. One second.
She also used to see Dr. Frazier in Thomasville, Alabama.
Okay, and then she, let's not take one. Okay, and then she had lymphoma as well. Do you know what her subtype of lymphoma was, or do you not know?
Her, it was pretty much the same. It was a
Okay.
lymph node, but she also she had kidney cancer too as well. Yeah.
Okay. And then let me just put this in. Yeah, I thought I figured everything was the same. I just was kind of trying to get an idea.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know her social, or do you know the last four of her social?
I know the last four. 7993.
93. Okay. And then did want to participate. She did not return any. You are the next of kin. Okay. And you did have signing authority. You're the only child, right? And she wasn't married.
Correct.
Okay. can choose not with us. You do have signing authority. Okay. Was there ever an estate opened or no?
No.
Okay. Do you know what her diagnosis date was? I know you said she died 3/15/64, but to the best of your knowledge, do you know when her diagnosis date was?
I don't. Let me see. Let me think.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time. I'm just putting in this information that I have to on the file because it decided not to save it.
Yeah, she got sleep prep before I did. I would say she will. My mom went to the hospital November of 2007.
2007? November 2007?
Yes.
Okay. Like, so around, we'll put like the first, November 1st, 2007, to the best of your knowledge?
November 10th.
November 10th? Okay. Again, like, if you have to change any of this when you talk to the attorney, they'll go ahead and do that. So this is really just to the best of your knowledge. And 5 years of spraying the Roundup, same thing. This is your cell phone. You are a U.S. resident. Did she have any type of illnesses like AIDS, organ transplant, hepatitis, immune disease, hepatitis C, lupus?
No.
Nothing? Okay. Was she doing any other type of chemotherapy like for the other cancer prior to that or no?
No.
Okay. And then... NHL, and then her first name is Pamela. Oops. Williams. Okay. Can you just confirm her gender for me?
Female. Yeah.
Okay. And then her date of birth, you just said, was 6/27. Or, I'm sorry, 3/15/1964. Sorry, 3/15/1964. And she wasn't married, right? She was she single, married, widowed, or divorced?
She was single.
Okay.
She hadn't been
married. Okay. 7/9/93 is the last four of her social. And then same thing, she was getting sick.
Yes, ma'am, afterward, prior to that, I take it. Yeah, she actually, she had pains there. She was having chest pains and a lot of headaches and stuff of that nature.
When did she become aware? Do you think it was the same time as her diagnosis, the 10th, like 11/10/2007?
She was ill before that.
But the symptoms. Injuries related to the Roundup was probably the same time that she was diagnosed.
Yes.
Do you know how tall she was? Her height was?
My mom was short. She was like 5'6".
5'6"? About from how much did she weigh?
She gave about 235.
Okay. And then... date of death was 6/27/2022. Your first name is Pseitta Williams. And female, single, never married. Okay, and then I have your email. I just got to copy and paste all this really quick, and then I'm just going to send it over to you. Just bear with me. You're 5'9", approximately 248. I have your phone number, 334-357-1281.
Great.
Okay. And then you do have power of attorney. You do have a death certificate. And then you do have, let's see, it's asking for... Oh yeah, and then your birthday was 4/29/84.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then 1801 is the last of your social, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then 7. So 4/1/2010. She started using and stopped using Roundup about the same exact time as you, right? I was going to put the exact same dates.
Yes, ma'am, you can. You put the same date, too. I haven't even had time to try to dig up anything, so...
No, yeah.
Okay.
And then hand sprayer as well.
Yeah.
Gloves. Yeah, it's been really busy, so I just wanted to make sure I got it in before yours went to the thing, and then you guys aren't, you didn't have to do it later, and then it's together, and they'll be at the same, you know, or if some reason, you know, they don't take one of them, you have the other one, you know what I mean, just so it was
done
together, yeah. Okay, okay, and then about 70 times. Okay, so just press no, just concentrate. Okay. Computer has a mind of its own. Come on, buddy.
Yes. Believe me, I know. Yes, they do.
Doesn't want to copy and paste for me. And then the same thing, I'm just going to send it to you for you to review and sign just like you did yesterday. And then basically, she's never had bankruptcy or any of those, that stuff. So she had the same doctor you had, which was the Davidson-Stevenson?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I went to the doctor behind her, yes.
Davidson-Stevenson. Okay. Montgomery, Prattville. Okay, and then make sure we have all this.
Ma'am.
Yeah, I'm almost done. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. So it's generating your documents right now for you to review and sign. Just hold tight really quick while they generate. I'm going to put the same exact emergency contact that you
yes,
have.
Yes, ma'am. That'll work. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then when would you think that she started getting treated? Was it right at the diagnosis date, 11/20/2007?
Yes, ma'am. She had stayed in hospital. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, so she stayed in the hospital at Prattville Baptist?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, for about seven days or so, getting her treatment. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did she have to... Baptist, okay. And she underwent the...
immunotherapy and the chemotherapy.
Okay, so she did the same thing, okay.
Yes, ma'am, same as me. And I stayed there 7 days myself, taking the painkillers and stuff.
Yeah, doing
yes,
the radiation and chemo, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for verifying that. And then... same address is your primary address, which is the 402 Waterway. 402
yes, ma'am. Water Avenue. He said, check this. They can't take it. There's a pin here. I think
Selma, and then doesn't live with Eric Hare. (334-357-1281). All right. So another. Okay. And did have medical records. Okay.
I'm on my phone. Okay.
I'm almost finished. Hold on 1 second. They're just generating. Yes, Mexican. Yes. No diseases. No Epstein-Barr. Here's date of injury, date of birth, 315. PSI. Okay, why isn't this going? Okay, that's what I meant to do. Okay, so, actually, it might have to go like this. See, if it does it this way. Oh, that's right. Okay. Okay. Mass tort. Because you already have a file, I have to put another name under it. com So your email, we're just going to put a one in between it. Sign like that. Okay, so go ahead and check your messages. They should be, it's going to be, I actually couldn't email it to you. I text it to you because,
okay.
So let me go ahead and, hold on one second. Let me make sure you got it. It'll say Courtney at Massport Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement. Did you get it?
I'm trying to get to it now. If I want to work on it, turn. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay. Part is completed. Yes, ma'am.
Hold on. All right. Were you able to complete it?
Yes, ma'am. I'm signing in now. Okay. Now he's finished. I don't know why I came back here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry. What, were you able to finish it? Oh, sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I did. I just finished it.
Okay. Perfect. All right, Mrs. Williams. So you're all set. So what I'm going to do right now, too, while you're on the phone, I'll just send it to you right now. This is the law firm that you've been assigned to.
Okay.
And their phone number, I just gave you the wrong phone number. That's not the right number. It's a 731 phone number. It's not 714. It is 713-664-4255. That's the phone number you want to keep an eye out for, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
and if you have any questions, again, Ms. Williams, give me a call and let me know if you have any questions, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.